Topic 4. San Francisco and Reno. Dialogue 1.
Hello, Dan. So nice to see you here.
Nice to see you, too. San Francisco is so pretty.
I can't wait to show you around.
And I'm a gourmet, you know.
I know. You won't be disappointed. Let's start with the downtown area.
What's fun there?
We can go to the harbor and the Chinatown. There is also a zigzag road up to the hill. That's very interesting.
I want to see the Golden Gate Bridge.
Sure, I'll take you there.
I also heard of the cable cars. Are they still running?
They are. That's one of the traditions of San Francisco. They will run as long as the city exists.
I'm really hungry. Let's have some oysters first.
Okay. I'll take you to the best place for oysters.
Dialogue 2.
Lake Tahoe is gorgeous.
Yes, the white snow on top of the mountains, the blue sky, the white clouds, and the blue water of the lake.
That should be in a poem.
Agree. I think we are entering Reno.
Yes. See the huge sign across the street? The largest small town in the world.
I like it.
Wow, an ambulance. They are getting an old man into the ambulance.
Probably too excited. The uncle lost too much money.
You always joke around.
Is this Casino City any different from the others?
Not really, just smaller.
The buffet is quite cheap. Let's go there.
I thought you were a gourmet.
Too hungry to care about that now.
Topic 5. San Diego, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas. Dialogue 1. Dan, do you want to go for dinner with me?
Sure. Do you know where to go?
I asked the front desk. They recommended a restaurant by the beach.
Sounds great. What's special there?
Seafood, especially oysters.
I like seafood. Let's go.
You know, in other cities, you may have choice of a couple different kinds of oysters in a restaurant. Here in San Diego, you can find 5 or 6 kinds of oysters in one restaurant.
Really? That's great. Do they eat them raw?
Yes, with cocktail sauce, ketchup, or mustard.
My mouth is watering.
Then let's go. Dialogue 2. Hey, did you notice all these checking points along the way to Los Angeles?
I did. Do you know what they are for?
For illegal immigrants?
You are so smart. There are a lot of people going across the border between Mexico and the U.S. These checking spots are for them.
There is such a long border between the two countries. It's very hard to control.
Tell me about it. I saw it on the TV the other day. Some of the Mexican women would come over to have a child, then go back home. They got an American citizen.
Amazing.
Well, we are almost in Los Angeles. Where would you like to go?
Number 1, Disneyland. Number 2, the Chinese Theater. And number 3, the Universal Studio.
Don't you want to go to Hollywood?
It's just a hill. We can drive down the Sunset Boulevard for fun.
I want to add one thing. Find a great Chinese restaurant.
Only if they have vegetarian food.
Oh, yeah, you are a vegetarian. No problem. I'm sure they have vegetarian delight for you.
Okay. Dialogue 3. Dan, do you think we will have to stay overnight?
That's for sure. How much money do you plan to spend on the slot machines?
What do you mean? I may make some money.
Good luck.
At one time, I won $200 out of the slot machine. The sound of the money coming out was so cheerful.
It did not take long for you to put them all back in, right?
Right. You just can't stop when you win.
That's why the casinos can make money.
What is unique about Vegas?
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and you have nothing to do but gambling.
The hotels don't even have one single clock and window.
They want you not to know the difference of the day and night. Just keep going. If you are hungry, there is food around 24 hours a day. If you are thirsty, the pretty girls bring you free drinks.
Yes, just keep going.
Keep making money for the casinos. Topic 6. Orlando and Disney World. Dialogue 1. I'm so excited to go to some place warm in the winter.
Yes, it's so cold in Boston. Going to Florida makes my winter shorter.
How are we going to book the tickets to Orlando?
Don't worry. I've got some frequent flyer miles. I think I'll be able to get us free tickets.
Really? How nice. Thank you for doing this for me.
Piece of cake. One trip to China can almost get you a free ticket within the continental U.S.
I didn't know that. I should sign up for the frequent flyer program.
Yes, you should have long time ago, when you first came to the U.S. You could have earned a lot of miles.
That's right. I'll get on the case right now. Dialogue 2. I heard the tickets were expensive.
I already got them from the local Disney Club.
You did? How much did you pay?
It's $80 per person for 3 days. And you can go to any park within the 3 days.
Wow! You saved big bucks for us. It's over $100 if we buy here for the same tickets.
Knew it.
You are so smart. Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want you to worry about such trivial things like the tickets.
You are so sweet.
Thank you. Which park do you want to go first?
MGM Studio. I wanted to be here since my childhood. My dreams finally come true.
Glad to be part of your dreams.
Get out of here. Topic 7. Hawaii. Dialogue.
It took us so long to fly here.
That's what you had to pay to get such a nice place.
Look at this hotel, right on the beach. Isn't it nice?
So nice that I can live here forever.
If you can afford it.
I saw a breakfast stand on the beach. Should we go and get something to eat?
Sure, let's go.
Wow, so many kinds of fruits and pastry. Yummy.
Let's sit down and enjoy.
I heard the food here was expensive.
So be it. How many times can we be in Hawaii in our lifetime?
What's your plan for this week?
We need to take the cruise first. Have lunch on the ship with live performance. In the evening, let's tour the downtown Waikiki. Tomorrow we'll go to Pearl Harbor. There are also some other scenic areas that we can go to.
Sounds like a good plan. And let's decide what to do for the last few days as we go along.
Good idea.